Welcome back to Real Talk About Feminism. We have not seen you guys in 2 weeks.
It feels like it's been forever.
It genuinely feels like it's been forever. Like, literally, I was like doing the notes earlier and I was like, I feel like it's been 2 months.
I know. Because we've been busy already this month. Mm-hmm. Also, it's Women's History Month.
Yes.
Now we're in March. It's Women's History Month.
Yes.
We're wearing pink in honor of it. Mm-hmm. I was seeing a lot of International Women's Day content on March 8th.
Yes.
And it made me so happy because I was like, some recognition.
Yes. You know?
There was a lot of content going around and everything that I saw, I wanted to repost on my story, but I didn't.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was our birthday the day before on March 7th.
Yeah, we've had a lot going on. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, we did our fun little birthday photo shoot. So if you don't follow us on Instagram, then go and look. But it was our third birthday, which is insane.
Crazy.
Like, I was like 3 years of podcasting.
I know. It's like the same thing with a lot of events. I'm like, the pandemic really messed with the timeline.
Yeah, that's true.
It just flew by. It's a blur.
It did fly by. Because, yeah, I'm just like, 3 years. Like, that's a long time to do something.
You know how many episodes we've released?
Yeah, like, I'm like, if we haven't shown our dedication to the content, like, we, you know. But, yeah, so we did, like, a fun little cake photo shoot. It was just simple and cute.
It was so cute, honestly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it was fun.
It's been a good month so far.
It has, yeah. And it's only going to keep getting better because it is Women's History Month.
I know. There's been things that I've seen like on the news and stuff. I'm like, not during Women's History Month.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
Like, come on.
What we're going to talk about today.
Not during Women's History Month.
Yeah. But it's been, I was actually thinking about it too when I was thinking about like how it's been 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my gosh, since we've been so busy, I was like, I don't even know when we would have recorded. Like, obviously, we would have made it
work. Honestly,
yeah.
I was like we always did.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Like, wow. I'm impressed with like past us.
I know, me too. But remember how we were talking about in our like getting ready for 2024 episode and one of our ins combined was like having like a slower lifestyle and just like, doing things kind of differently this year. I feel like this has kind of contributed to it, and mm-hmm. I've felt good about the change.
I have too.
And it's been good mm-hmm. so far.
I like that.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
It does. I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, you know what? It was kind of like a bummer at first when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
But I feel like overall it's been a good choice.
I agree with you. I definitely agree. I also think like, it's been 3 years, and sometimes you just have to mix things up.
Yeah.
And we were literally in that routine for 3 years. Like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just, like, something new, something fresh, and yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, top of mind for me right now is how happy I am for JC Marie that she's having a girl.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so happy for her.
Me too.
And I told you, I was explaining to Khalil, like, no, you don't understand. Like, I don't know them, but I'm so happy for them.
Yeah.
Like, they've been going through infertility for so long.
Yeah. No, it's funny because I was telling Kendrick about that yesterday. Like, I've also been keeping him updated. And I haven't told him about the gender reveal yet because we haven't really talked that much this week. Because it's been so crazy.
Busy. We'll get to that.
Yeah. But yeah, so like I saw the gender reveal and I was just like.
No, literally they posted their pregnancy announcement, I was crying. Like I was tearing up happy for them because I was like, I can't imagine how that would feel.
Because she was pregnant while releasing those. So like we didn't know. And like, mm-hmm. I remember talking to you and being like, all these people speculating that she's actually pregnant right now in the comments. Like, I was like, no, that's not
don't
okay.
Don't do that to her.
Don't do that. And then she was like,
you know, she's like, oh my gosh.
No. Yeah. You know, she's just like, oh, I can't wait. But yeah, it's so cute because like, so if any of you guys listen to what we said, JC and Chelsea's podcast, they're pregnant. They're both pregnant right now. And Chelsea is having a boy and JC's having a girl and their colors are pink and blue.
Perfect.
And like, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm happy for them.
Very happy for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I know.
That's also been like top of mind for me as
well. I know. I'm like, why? Like, I'm just so attached to it. I'm so happy for them.
I'm waiting for there to be like a big story about her, like about JC. about like their infertility journey, yeah. but also just like in general, because I'm like, yeah. she's gotten a lot of attention for this, like as she should mm-hmm. on TikTok for like being vulnerable and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm like, I'm just waiting for like something bigger to happen, because it will.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been good. I also listened, if anyone listens to the Bad Broadcast.
Yes.
She released an episode with like explanations and just some clarifications and like lessons she learned from her divorce. So that was also a good podcast episode I listened to recently, because I have not been on my podcast grind. So like those two episodes have really like mm-hmm. carried me through.
Yeah.
But I was like, Maddie, I feel so seen by you. I literally DM'd her and I was like, girl, I relate to you so much. I was like, I filed in whatever, May of 2022. And I was like, I just like relate to you so much. And yeah. I was like, it is the best decision. So like, I'm glad you say congrats to people, because that's what I do too.
I know that whole episode, like, because yeah, for Maddie too, she just did her like divorce episode, yeah. but she also just had her baby.
Yes.
And like, she's super happy in her relationship now. And like, I love that. Like, I felt the same way. Like, I was listening and I was like, oh, Kenza needs to listen to this. Like,
yeah. I didn't want to at first.
No, I know.
But then you pushed me to, and I did.
Because, yeah, I was like, oh, this is so, like, I was, like, relating on your behalf. Yeah. And I was like, she needs to listen. Like, so I'm glad you did.
Yeah. It was good.
Yeah. Let's see.
Like, have you listened to podcasts lately? I just haven't been feeling it.
The ones I've been listening to, I will say, mm-hmm. I have been, I haven't been watching as much TV to just like mm-hmm. fall asleep, but sometimes you just need something in the background. And yeah. so I've been listening to Call Her Daddy.
I love Call Her Daddy.
I love Call Her Daddy, but I've been listening to Call Her Daddy just because like the episodes are long and she releases a lot. Mm-hmm. And so like there's always something to like listen to. So I've been listening to her, not just when I fall asleep, but like I've been listening to her. And then I also listen to BFFs every week.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
But other than that, yeah, like my normal podcast I listen to, it's just not been hitting.
It ebbs and flows, you know.
Yeah.
There's a podcast. It's an influencer that I've been following for a while, but I really like her.
Mm-hmm.
Her podcast is called the Prologues Podcast, but I really like her because I just think
she's just like
vulnerable.
Her.
Like I like the stuff she posts, mm-hmm. really. But other than that, like on rotation.
Yeah.
Not really.
I've been listening to music.
Same.
Like I've been really obsessed with Lana.
Yeah.
Lately. I don't know if I'm saying this right, but Chappell Roan or
yeah.
Chappell Roan. I don't know how you say it. I was going to freaking Google it before, because this week at some point I was like, I want to talk about this and I need to say her name right. But she's opening for Olivia Rodrigo right now. So I've been listening to a lot of her songs. Like I downloaded a bunch when I was traveling. So I was listening and I'm just like obsessed. I love her.
I need
her.
To listen to her more.
Oh, I love her.
Okay, she came on when we were doing our birthday photo shoot.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is the song that I added.
Red
that
Wine
I was telling
Supernova.
You about. And like we didn't even talk about it before. And I was like, I actually like this.
Yeah. She's so cute. I just love her music. So yeah, I've been like in my music era lately, more so than like podcast or like TV. I've just been in my music era.
Yeah, I was in a TV phase because I binged the show. It's called Atypical, and I binged that show. I absolutely loved it. And
did
so,
you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it. So like, I was watching that for a while, and now I'm like, I have nothing.
Yeah,
besides music, really.
Well, I did watch Love Is Blind.
Okay.
I feel like we should talk about
it. We need to talk about it.
Wait. So, by the way, I'm confused. Has the reunion come out yet?
No.
Okay.
It comes out March 13th.
Okay. Because – so, this is spoiler if you haven't seen Love is Blind.
I mean,
yeah. But, yeah, I'm like at this point.
It's been
But I saw – you know Jess?
Yes.
I saw her. She was like – she came on my For You page, and I skipped past it once I realized who it was. But then I was like – did I just get a spoiler from the reunion? Because she was like, when you guys all thought I was going to like come on the reunion and be a bitch, basically. And I was like,
I saw a TikTok she made about when you all thought I would be a villain and like screw up Jimmy's engagement.
Maybe that's what I saw.
That's what I saw. Because there hasn't been anything about the reunion. Like,
I just like for some reason, maybe I just thought it was about the reunion.
Maybe.
Because, yeah, I was like, did I see that? But no, I did watch it yesterday. So my thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
First off, I was like, how are there only two couples that
I
made
know.
It?
I was like, two made it to the altar.
Like, yeah. Because I was like, why is this only one episode? Like, there, No, it's just the two. Clay and AD. I hate Clay.
Okay, give me your thoughts on Clay and AD first. AD is a queen. Like, AD is so unproblematic. I love her. She knows her worth. Mm-hmm. I love her. Clay, let's talk about him.
So, ew. Okay, it was, like, absolutely sending me when she got up to the altar, and first thing he says is, okay, body. But then, like, the stuff he was saying, I was like, you sound like
you're gonna biggest say yes. fuckboy.
Like, I'm not kidding.
Yeah, that too.
And also, yes, he sounded like he was gonna say yes. But, like, he was just, like, making, like, those little, like, sports, like, euphemism, like, I don't know how to say it, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
he was just so, like, casual, like, ha, like,
he was casual.
Like, I was just like, what are we doing here? But I was very frustrated when AD was crying after, and they were talking, and he was like, I just feel so bad now because I see you crying. And then he's like, he like turned it on himself, getting like the attention, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I was just like, you just said no to her and you really made it seem like you were gonna say yes. Mm-hmm. And now you're trying to like get sympathy, and now she's giving you a hug.
She literally said she was blindsided.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was too, because
I in was his, too.
In his like lead up speech before they made their decision at the altar, I really thought he was going to say yes.
I did too.
And before I was like, there's no way he's saying yes. But then like those words that he said to her, I was like,
the whole time, I kind of thought the whole time that they were both going to say yes.
I kind of did too. So my whole opinions about Clay the entire season were, first off, you're on a show about getting married. And I have conflicted feelings about it, because I'm like, I understand, like, that is such a quick timeline to get married and make a decision. And I understand being like, I want to be with you, but I don't want to get married yet. Like, there's conversations we need to have. Like, I want our families to get to know each other more. I want this and this and this. Like, there's certain things that should happen before. But you also are on a reality show where you're supposed to get married.
Right. I'm like, what are you – like, the whole time he's just talking about how he's so stressed he's going to cheat and
– Yeah, I'm like, stop. All this stuff. Your parents' marriage, like, don't make that your marriage.
I know. I'm like, okay, there's no doubt that, like, your parents' relationship, if you, like, grew up with them, can have an impact on you for sure. But it was almost like he was, like, just making that an excuse right off the bat.
Literally. Okay, so Jenny literally was like, it's like he's warning her that he's going to cheat on her.
Yeah.
And I was like, honestly, because why are you going on about your parents' marriage? Why are you literally telling her mom about your parents' marriage and your dad cheating on her after 25 years or whatever?
And also, I thought it was, like, so, like, okay, when every time he would, like, talk about his dad, just talk about how he was, like – always dressed to the nines and all, like, he was just like this fancy man who, like, is just a flirt. And I was just like, why are we giving him this much attention?
I know, it was just weird. I'm like, Clay, honestly, you need therapy. Like, you obviously need to work through this and not bring it into your next relationships. It's okay that it had an impact on you. Like, obviously, he still admires his parents and his dad. I respect that. But like, work out your own problems and don't bring your parents' stuff into your relationship.
I also thought, like, he said multiple times throughout filming, I want to go to therapy with you, AD.
He did.
And then he also said on the day that he said no, on the wedding day, he also did say, like, when he was apologizing to her, I want to go to therapy with you. I was like, then do it. You had this whole time that you could have gone.
It's only 3 weeks, though.
Oh, it's only – oh.
Like, I just – you know what I'm saying?
I just stopped watching Married at First Sight, and that's
That's way different.
So that's longer, but
– no, so that's why I'm like, I can sympathize with Clay, because that is a really quick timeline. And, like, not once did he ever say, like, I don't love you. It's not because I don't love you. It's because I'm not ready for marriage, which is where it gets muddy, because I'm like, don't sign up for Love is Blind then. Right. But, like, I respect that, and I respect his honesty with her about that. Like, he never once – didn't say that he didn't love her, you know?
I know. I think, like, I agree with you. I feel like he just, like, because there's people who have done that, who have been like, I don't want to get married, but I want to stay together. And, like, I can't remember who, but there's been a couple that has done that. And I think he just was trying to do that and just didn't go about it the right way.
He didn't.
Because at the end, when he was in the back in the room with her, he was like saying, like, I want to still work on stuff with you. Like, I want to be with you. And he didn't say that at the altar. Like, he should have led with that.
And also, I respected Jimmy when he told Chelsea up front, like, if you know you're going to say no, don't even go through with it. Mm-mm. Don't even go to the wedding day. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you are so sure. Mm-hmm. And I feel like most people have their decision made, but then, you know, they're like, well, I made it in the moment.
I know. I don't Clay, believe he was you. Like, it was a game time decision, AD. It was a game time decision.
Ew, I was hate like, that.
Stop.
Like, stop, Clay. I don't really love Clay, but like, I can see where he's coming from on certain things.
I think, yeah. I don't think he like had like intentions of like, I don't think he had negative intentions. I don't,
but I also don't think he should have signed up for the show.
No, I don't either. I'm like, what do you?
I don't trust any of the men on the show, honestly, except either. The ones who get married and are still together. I'm like, okay.
I know. Like,
Amy and Johnny.
Okay. Yes. I was like, I can't remember their name because they're so unproblematic that like, I haven't, like, you know, there's no like memorable drama moments, but like, they're so cute.
I knew they would say yes.
Literally, like the family interactions, everything. Like when his sister was like, thank you for like welcoming me in. Like, I'm so happy for our families. And like her dad's crying and they're hugging. I was like, I love this.
That's what I want. Yes. From Love is Blind. That is what I want. So I'm very happy for them. And they're still together for sure.
Oh,
based on the reunion pictures, they didn't care.
Oh, I didn't see anything.
Well, I think it was Johnny and it like came up suggested for you on Instagram. I think it was him that posted a picture of them holding hands.
Yeah.
Walking in.
But I mean, we all know that.
We all know that.
Cute.
So do you think Clay and AD are together?
No.
Okay.
But
she knows her worth though. I'm like,
she also, yeah, she did say, I don't see myself dating him.
That could change.
But also, yeah, I'm like, I really hope that she doesn't, because when she was like, after he like said his piece at the altar, and then she just turned to her girls or her mom, her sisters, and she said, okay. And they said, yep. And they got it. Like, I was just like, everything about this is so women's history. Mom.
I know. Like, women supporting women.
Seriously. I was like, I really don't want Clay and AD to be like dating. This is what I bet. My prediction is that they tried things after filming.
And it didn't work.
I
could see that for sure.
That's my guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a quick finale.
It was.
Crazy.
Very quick.
Yeah. I want to talk about Chelsea real quick.
Oh, yeah.
Chelsea and Jimmy. Mm-hmm. I'm all for girls supporting girls. Chelsea bugs. Like, I think she has like a fun personality and a lot of great qualities about her, but I really think she was picking fights with Jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
And I think she's very insecure.
Insecure.
And it makes me so sad for her. Yeah. But I think it was very obvious.
Yeah, no, it made me sad too, because, yeah, I was like, looking at you, like, it's obvious that you have some past relational issues, because, like, you
just picking fights.
Yeah, you're just picking fights. You are not trusting and, like, yeah, everything about it. I was just like, girl.
I know.
Then also, like, is his name Jimmy?
Jimmy, yeah.
Jimmy was also, like,
I didn't like him either. I'm like, they were just not good together.
They weren't good together. Like, at the barbecue or whatever, when they were, like, when she was, like, Amy and Johnny are the strongest couple here.
I know.
But I was, like, okay.
Honestly.
Yeah. Like, I was, like, I feel like Johnny or wait,
Jimmy.
I feel like Jimmy made a much bigger deal of that than it needed to be. That was my opinion.
Yeah. Like, I think they brought out the worst in each other.
Yeah, I think they did. Overall, I do think that Jimmy was like more mature in a relationship way than Chelsea.
Yeah, based on what we saw. I'm going to say that.
Based on what we saw.
Like, I actually didn't mind Chelsea
most
of the show until she was like picking fights and stuff. And then I was like, girl, let's move on.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for the reunion.
I know.
Because you know there's going to be stuff about, like, Jessica, Jimmy.
Yes, yeah.
And then Sarah Ann and
Laura,
who I was like, Laura Slay. Like, you stick it to him because he was such an asshole
to
you.
Who was Laura?
The blonde girl who her fiance, what was his name even? He met up with Sarah Ann and was at her place till 5 in the morning.
Yeah, but she was mean.
She was horrible.
She was just a mean girl.
She was so horrible.
But like, yeah, that was not okay.
That was not okay.
But yeah, no, she was mean.
Like when AD confronted her and she was like, why are you breaking up an engagement? Like, you know that this is what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. She was like, but if he said that he was going to leave her. And she was like, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. That's not your decision.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, you were not sitting in the car till 5 a.m. Come on.
I know. Because at that point, it's like, you want to just come in and like,
yeah,
we can sit in the living, you know, like whatever. Yeah. Like, we all know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Crazy Love is Blind season.
Yeah, I thought overall it was like kind of boring compared to the other seasons, but it was good.
I feel like it's that's just how it always is.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Once you've seen it once, it like wears off and like,
honestly,
you know,
yeah.
The shock factor.
Yeah. I finally convinced Khalil to watch a reality show with me and we picked Couple to Thruple on Peacock.
Was it good?
Yeah, we're a couple episodes in. Dramatic,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Kendrick, he doesn't. I mean, since we don't like live together,
yeah,
or like see each other that often, he would never pick like a reality show to watch like on his own. But I think I've turned something on a few times, and he's been like,
yeah,
you know, like it's like it's not terrible. He's not one to be like, don't turn this on, which Khalil isn't either. But
well, he was always like, I don't like reality TV, it's so dumb. But then he was like, okay, let's try.
It is dumb
because I had told him, I was like, yes, it's trashy, like that's the whole point. But I was like, I just feel like it'd be, you'd be a fun person to like talk shit about the show with.
Yeah, like it's fun.
And then
it's,
he was like,
to talk about,
okay, true. So we turned it on.
He's like, yeah, I am fun. Yeah. No, no, but that's so true. It's like more fun to talk about it.
Yes.
Yeah. 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 Because like that Married at First Sight season that I watched. So me and my college roommate, we used to like watch Married at First Sight. That was our thing. So I like snapped her and I was like back on my Married at First Sight grind. And that show, there's like so many episodes and the episodes are each like an hour. So it was good for background. Like I fell asleep to it a few times, but I just kept it going.
Yep.
But yeah, like I was like, it's not as fun when you can't talk about it with other people.
It's not.
I was like, I want to talk about like Johnny and Bao and like all that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, a couple updates for you guys. You were in Vegas all week.
I was
like,
Vegas
this is the first time we're like
talking,
recapping, honestly.
Yeah, because everyone's been so tired too.
I know.
And I got back. So I got back like a day and a half ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was there for work and it was awesome. I got to be social media girly all week. And yeah, it was fun. It was just a lot of work. I was like working it.
The whole time. And basically, like you went and saw Kendrick and then you had what? 2 days turnaround? Was it a little longer?
It was like 4 days, okay. I think.
Well, but, for you though, that's not a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So, I saw Kendrick, came back, had a few days, then went again and came back. And so, yeah, like I'm just kind of in. I was talking to mom today and I was like, do you feel like it's like my new medication not working or do you feel like I've just been traveling a lot? And she was like, I think it's just traveling. Because we did Arizona, came back for a few days. Then I went to D.C., came back for a few days. Then I went to Vegas. And now, and then in a few days, I'm going back to D.C. But yeah, it's just been a lot of travel.
I think it's because you're so dependent on your routine that it doesn't feel like it's working because you're not in the routine. Like you're literally up and going and traveling in like long days, you know?
Yeah. And like, like everything, because you know, like everything about my routine, like what I eat, like everything is always so specific. So yeah, that's probably true.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah, that's like what I did this week. You were working.
Yeah, I was working. It's been so busy lately. I'm really? So tired. Like this week is gonna be so busy again.
Oh,
but the so it was Khalil's birthday.
Yeah,
last Sunday. And, you know, budget's kind of tight right now. And I had told him, like, the jazz bar was, like, combo birthday present for him and then what else we did on Sunday. But I made him breakfast. We I got us tickets to the Denver Nature and Science Museum. We went to the planetarium because we were talking about doing that.
So fun.
It was fun. And then we went to a tapas place. Ooh. And in Rhino. And then we just like walked around. We went to the Denver Central Market.
Oh, fun.
And he absolutely loved
that. Oh, I love like, the Denver Central Market.
He literally lit up. I was like, okay, perfect. Aww. So we got some ice cream. We walked around. And then we went to a pizza place for dinner. And then we went home and watched one of his favorite movies that I'd never seen.
What is it?
It's Blade.
Oh, Blade.
Blade. It's a vampire movie, basically.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty good, actually. Yeah. I liked it, but it was fun. It was nice because he was like, I really appreciated it. Like, I had such a fun day with you. Like, I appreciated what you did for me. I was like,
well, yesterday I was like, how was your birthday? And he was And he was like, it was perfect. Like, he was just like, Kenzie, like, she just knows exactly what makes me happy. And he's like, everything was perfect. And I was like, oh,
that's so nice.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. So I can confirm he had a fun time.
Yeah. So it was fun.
That's cute.
Yeah.
I think all of that sounds super fun.
It was super fun. Yeah. Cause I'm like, when you're an adult, like, you just want to do like one thing that you like on your birthday.
Yeah.
And then other than that, it's like, I just want like a chill day of no work, you know?
Right. Yeah. Honestly. That's so true.
Yeah. At least that's how I feel. Like, I truly don't really care. I just, there's probably like one thing that I'd want to do and then be like, I'm fine to just hang out with everyone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. So anyways, obsessions.
Obsessions.
I'm like, where are we here? I've got to keep the agenda going.
Got to keep our flow. Well, my obsession is caramel because
so
I've never liked caramel, but since I can't have chocolate now and I haven't been able to have chocolate for like 3 years, I indulged in some caramel ice cream in the fridge like a few weeks ago. And I was like, this is so good. And so it just opened up a whole new world to me. And yeah.
So good.
I love caramel. Like, I was like, because I always just get like fruity, gummy candy, like that sort of stuff. And like, sometimes you just want like that rich. And so, yeah, I was like, well, caramel, that's going to be my thing.
And like, no vanilla ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
So that's mine.
My obsession is my Yeti stuff that I got. Yeti is Lizzo's shapewear brand. And I was like, you know what? I've been wanting to try it. So I got some. I'm wearing the bra right now that I got. It's the one that you ordered too. It's so comfortable.
Oh,
it feels like I'm wearing nothing.
Ooh.
And the bodysuits are so cute.
So did you got all the stuff that you ordered?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. So I had exchanged the pink bodysuit.
Mm-hmm.
The size up, like, it covers my boobs a little more, but like, it still is like kind of pinching my hips. But I was like, you know what, whatever. Like, I'm just going to wear jeans over it anyway, you know? But
like, that's just the style.
It's just the style. Yeah. It's a thong. So that kind of makes sense. But honestly, I like it. Like, I feel like for the price, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. I was inspired to order some. So yeah, I was like impressed with how fast it shipped.
Same.
It shipped like the next day. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll have to do a try-on with you when I get them.
Yep.
Yeah, your stuff is cute.
Fair warning, if you try it on, I literally thought something didn't fit because I could not get it on until I sat with you and you were like, no, just stretch it out. And it was a workout to get on.
Mm-hmm. And then we looked at, like, the reviews and it was like, everyone was saying, like, it's hard to get on for the first time, but you just have to – yeah, like, it's so good. And you did look really good.
Thank you.
And I got that same bodysuit in black. So, we'll have to wear them. You wear the brown one and I wear the black one one day.
Okay. I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a step for both of us, I think, of getting, like, better quality clothes and spending a little bit more.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, for Feminist Highlight this episode – since it is Women's History Month, I really just wanted – this sounds so cheesy, but, like, I really just wanted to highlight all of us women.
Yes.
Because there are challenges to living in the world as a woman, and there's a lot of things that we go through and that we deal with, and there's a lot of oppression against women globally currently going on, like, in the past. There will be continually, unfortunately. So I really wanted to just shout out to all of us.
Yep. Shout out to the girls.
Yep.
In honor of that, we have a few just like quotes. And just like one fact about the origin of it, which I thought was cool.
I love
you. So apparently, I figured out that Women's History Month started as a local celebration in Santa Rosa, California.
Oh, okay.
And so it was like this state commission. They were like, oh, we want to have a Women's History Week. And so they started their Women's History Week in 1978. And so they selected March 8th as the day where like the week always corresponds. Mm-hmm. So that's how we have Women's Day. So yeah, it ended up just like snowballing from there. It was like other communities started doing it, and then it eventually got signed by the president. But there, I figured out also that there is a theme every year to the Women's History Month. So this year's theme is, so this is a quote. It says, the 2024 theme celebrates women who advocate for equity, diversity, and inclusion. This theme recognizes women who understand the need to eliminate bias and discrimination from individuals' lives and institutions.
I love that. That's really pulling in the intersectionality, mm-hmm. because that's, I think, the biggest part of feminism. And that's something that I try and keep in mind. Like, I cannot relate to a lot of women just based off like demographics, but we're all women. Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important that we remember that. Like, people have so many different experiences. And I mentioned a couple feminist highlights ago, like groups like women with disabilities. Like, I feel like those types of people are often like marginalized from feminism. Mm-hmm. So I like that quote, how it's pulling that all in.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's a great theme. So yeah, I thought that was like just interesting and fun. And then we have three quotes from some inspirational women. So the first one is from Madeleine Albright. And she said, it took me quite a long time to develop a voice. And now that I have it, I am not going to be silent.
I love that.
I love it. So if anyone doesn't know, she was the U.S. Secretary of State.
Every time I hear Madeleine Albright, I think of Leslie Knope.
Leslie Knope. And I'm watching Parks and Rec. Our true feminist
icon.
Yes, yes. Seriously. She's running for office right now. She just announced her candidacy, Leslie.
Oh, Leslie. Okay.
Yeah. You're like, Madeleine.
I was like, I'm not following here.
Yeah. And so I was like watching yesterday and I was like, yes,
yes.
It's so good. Okay, so next we have Maya Angelou. She said, my mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style.
I want that frame.
I know.
I'm obsessed with that.
I was like, okay. So yeah, if anyone doesn't know her, she's a poet, and she's a civil rights activist. And then our last one is from Rosa Parks. So she said, you must never be fearful about what you are doing when it is right.
I love that too.
Yeah. So just some inspiration from some powerful women that use their voices for good.
For sure. Hear my womanly roar, according to Leslie. Roar.
Yes. so good.
So happy Women's History Month.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a quick break to talk about our sponsor, BetterHelp.
It's 2023, and it's time to really prioritize our mental health this year. No matter where you are in life, everyone can benefit from therapy. Whether you need to work through trauma or just need a safe person to talk to, BetterHelp is here for you.
BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy service. Get matched with a professional licensed therapist in your state who you can trust.
BetterHelp has options to communicate with your therapist via chat, email, or video, and you can message them at any time to get help.
BetterHelp is giving our listeners 10% off if you sign up using the link in our show notes.
If you're struggling with depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, grief, or just need someone to talk to, try BetterHelp today by clicking the link in our show notes or go to betterhelp.com/RTAFpod to get 10% off today.
We're getting into something that is kind of anti-woman at this point.
Yeah, honestly. honestly.
So we wanted to talk about the recent Alabama state ruling of embryos being people or
basically
living.
Yeah.
The
way you said that, living.
Like, I don't. I don't know. So yeah, that's what we're going to talk about, because this happened, I think last week. Yeah, it was
a couple weeks ago. And there's been like moving updates and a lot of moving pieces with it.
Yeah. So as of right now, it is Saturday, March 9th. Mm-hmm. So if you're listening to this in like 2 weeks before our next episode comes out, things might have changed. But as of now, this is the most current. Mm-hmm. So, like I said, oh, okay. So they issued the ruling on February 16th. So you're right. It was a few weeks ago. And the Alabama Supreme Court, they issued that embryos created through IVF, in vitro fertilization, should be considered children. So you might be wondering, why
did this happen?
How is this happening? Why is this happening? Like, what is going on? And so I learned about the history of what brought this. And I was like, okay, we'll get into it.
Yeah.
So how this happened was three couples, they had been doing IVF at a clinic. And they, all three of them, ended up successfully getting pregnant. They had their babies. Their babies are healthy. Everything is good. But when you go through IVF, the like eggs and stuff that they take, they'll freeze mm-hmm. a store of them in case you want to go back and have another kid. And then you don't have to go through all like the surgeries and mm-hmm. everything again.
It's very invasive.
Yeah. And yeah, like all the shots, all the hormones, everything. And so, that's just standard practice. Makes sense. So these three couples, they had already had their kids. But the reason why they went to the court is because there are frozen embryos that were cryopreserved at the clinic, mm-hmm. which was there. The specific clinic was located inside a hospital. So in December of 2020, a patient of that fertility clinic entered the room where all of the embryos were kept and decided to open one of the tanks. Like, I'm like, why did you do this?
What is wrong with you?
Because it was a patient. But they decided to open one of the tanks where the embryos were stored, and they went to go grab like the vials. But since it's sub-freezing, mm-hmm. it burned them.
Yeah.
So they dropped them, destroying those embryos. So the embryos that were destroyed were these three couples. So from that standpoint, just like saying nothing else, I'm like, I understand why they were trying to like make something of it, because IVF is so much.
So invasive, so like draining in so many ways.
So expensive.
Very expensive. Let's give a little more context mm-hmm. and then get into our opinions on it.
Mm-hmm. So this is – so right now we know the guy went into the clinic, dropped the things, burned his fingers. So the families, the couples, they tried to sue the fertility clinic in the hospital. And so there were two different lawsuits. One was for negligence and wantonness, and that was a separate part of this embryo case. But that was one lawsuit. The other lawsuit, and it's the one we're talking about, was against the hospital and the clinic for the wrongful death of a minor act, which is an Alabama statute. So that statute has been around since like the 1870s. Okay. So they were trying to say, like, under this statute, we want to sue you. And so they went to trial, the case got dismissed, and the judge said that embryos that exist in vitro are not people or children for the purposes of the wrongful death of a minor act. So he was just saying, yeah, that doesn't apply in this case because mm-hmm. embryos aren't people.
Mm-hmm.
So then that takes us to the couples going to the Alabama Supreme Court. And the Alabama Supreme Court disagreed and basically said that the Wrongful Death of a Minor Act doesn't apply. And this is the quote. This is what they said. They said, to all unborn children without limitation, and that includes unborn children who are not located in utero at the time they are killed. So it's like a snippet of a quote, but they're basically saying it does apply. Because mm-hmm. even in vitro, is living.
And that's when we heard about this.
Yes. So that's when when they made the ruling that specifically frozen embryos are people.
Right. So then I remember as we were kind of debriefing and talking about it, we were looking more into it and we were realizing like, okay, that was ruled to protect the frozen embryos because there's so much that goes into it.
Right. So like from that aspect, it's like, okay, obviously if I went through that, I would be really upset too.
Because like as a person whose like eggs are frozen and you're like, no, that could be my baby.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know how that feels. So I can sympathize with them.
Well, yeah, because like if you're doing IVF, obviously like that's your probably one of your last resorts.
Yeah.
So yeah, like.
Yeah.
I understand that. But yeah, I'm like, oh, you had to go to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, okay. So yeah, that's kind of just like an overview of what happened. And then so far, the consequences of that are, so within the first week after the ruling, 2 of the 8 fertility clinics in Alabama paused their IVF treatments because they were like, we don't want our providers or our patients to get in legal trouble. Like, this could be criminal.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. And so they did that. And unfortunately, the pause in IVF treatments also meant that patients who were scheduled to undergo the last part of their IVF treatment, which is the embryo transfer, those procedures were canceled.
That's so heartbreaking for them.
I know.
Oh, this whole situation. There's, again, we'll say it, like there's just too much government influence in our reproductive rights. And initially my reaction was like, oh my gosh, this is like getting us closer to literally Handmaid's Tale. Like, this is scary. But then like reading into it and seeing that the fertility clinics like pause the treatments because they're like, okay, there's a lot going on here. We don't want to be held liable. Like, they're a business, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like the government getting involved.
Well, yeah, because it's like, imagine you're doing IVF for however long and then you're preparing for like the final thing, the transfer. Yeah. And like just from seeing like JC, her videos and stuff about like IVF stuff, I'm like, I know that's a big moment, obviously, but like I'm just imagining like all of the emotions going into it. Like, you're preparing for this day and then it gets canceled because the government said no.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it's just too much regulation.
Yeah.
And it's honestly scary.
It is scary. It really because is. Like in so there since then, a few different couples have sued the Alabama State Court.
Yeah.
So those are like pending.
Because their treatments were paused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of stuff about that. Like, at the gym and like the water massager, the news is on, and I saw this woman who was at court and was like telling her story. Like, this is all my husband and I want is to have a child, and we have tried everything and we are at the last step.
Right. So it's like, okay, so you want to tell us when we can't have kids and when we can have kids.
Yeah.
Because you're regulating like every aspect of the process now.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello. And like, so right now, I seriously doubt there's any like pro-abortion laws in Alabama. I'd have to check, but I'm pretty sure there's still anti-abortion.
Yeah.
So I'm like, we have that. And then for the people in Alabama and then the people who are trying to do IVF,
mm-hmm.
like, I know. You can't win if you're a woman.
No.
Like, seriously. Because, yeah, that is so heartbreaking. That's all you want.
Yeah.
All you've been working for, putting everything. And, like your body goes through so much. So also it's like, that is not fair because then that's going to mess up the whole cycle. You're going to probably have to do more hormones and start over. Like, it's not fair.
More money.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm like, why couldn't the clinic just like pay the families?
Yeah. Like, why couldn't
why couldn't they settle?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But like from the family's perspective, I understand like those are your children basically. But it's just, I'm like, okay, Alabama ruled that frozen embryos are people, they're not.
No.
They're not. Like, potentially they could be.
They could be one day.
But they're not. So, like, let's not even go there. That's what's scary is, like, we just don't know what else could happen.
Right. And, like, of course, everyone's nervous because there's always a wave.
Always.
You know, like...
To bring some good news, did you see that Walgreens and CVS is now selling over-the-counter abortion pills? They're going to start dispensing them.
No.
Yes. It's mifepristone. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Mifepristone.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what we talked about in our update.
Yep.
Yeah.
So they're going to start dispensing those over-the-counter.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that lifts my spirit. I mean, not fully, but like... We just talked about that. That's awesome. So that's an update. Great. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, the whole Alabama. The whole Alabama case was shocking at first. Cause like I just saw Nine News and New York Times and CNN and I was like, whoa, whoa. Okay. So then had to look into it. Of course, with like a lot of things.
Right.
And I was like, I get that the courts were trying to protect the three families.
Right.
Right. And like future incidents from happening. But
yeah, but I'm like, still, that's like so
still.
Like, I don't think there's a bunch of people just breaking in and stealing embryos.
No, I'm like, that's a one-off case. Like,
yeah,
literally bans off. Like,
yes, yes.
Do not touch us.
Don't touch us, please. Like, serious.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, why is the, I guess, life of a cell so much more important than all of the women that are all that are genuinely alive and living here. Yeah. Not just like, oh, we want to say they're living because our religious beliefs and because of whatever reason, you know, like.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm like, this is all following like the pro-Christian conservative white agenda that like especially like Trump is perpetuating.
Yeah.
And part of, like, their whole plan of, like, basically, like, taking away the separation of state and religion. And I don't like it.
No.
I don't like it.
I'm like, I'm not religious anymore. Come on.
I know. Like, leave religion out of it, you guys. Yeah. Seriously. Seriously.